Welcome back, guys, to the Wacky World Podcast Radio, number one Christian radio podcast. And it's been a while. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know some of you guys might remember Greg, you know what I'm saying? But what do we always say? Fuck Greg. All right, everyone. But anyway, today I'm here with my homie Jacob Chapman. Yeah, man. Hey, let's just say things, you know what I'm saying? We're out here in Canada. You know what I'm saying? We out here in Canada, right?
It's fucking cold.
Wait, your name is Jacob, right? Jacob?
Could be.
Jacob?
Something like
Jacob.
That.
Alright, so.
Alright.
Lately, I've been thinking.
Alright.
I've been thinking. I'm just put out a thought.
Yeah.
And you tell me what you think about it. Right? That's what you gotta do.
Is that what I gotta do?
That's what you gotta do, and that's your only goal here. So, the idea I have is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
So, you're 24 years old, am I correct?
Correct.
And so am I.
Right.
So what if someone our age, let me tell you this, are you straight?
Correct.
So you like women?
Correct.
You're a male who likes women?
Correct.
I don't want to get anything too...
No, yeah, I understand.
All right, okay, I'm just... you get
proceed.
Me. Proceed. All right, good. So you're a male who likes women. So that's what I was just presuming.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, but now confirmed.
But yeah.
Right?
All right. Let's confirm that. Right
hopefully.
Now.
Well,
I don't like to, you know, I'm not a Gnostic, right? So
you're not a Gnostic.
I believe that a claim to complete knowledge of something is pretty unlikely.
Okay.
So let's say I'm agnostically straight. Let's put it that
you're
way.
You're agnostically straight, so you're a man who likes women, but you don't know why. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying...
Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is...
Okay.
Let's let fate decide. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying let's let fate decide.
Yeah.
But fate doesn't decide what things are in the moment.
No.
So what are you saying? So what the fuck are you saying, right?
I'm saying I got a whole... You know, maybe... I got some time left, so...
Well, okay, but we're not talking about the future.
Okay.
We're talking about it
right
now.
And that's why I say allegedly.
Okay, so allegedly, but not allegedly. It's confirmly right now you are a straight male.
Sure.
Okay, so we're back. We're back to what I'm.
Yeah, let's.
Okay,
proceed.
So we're back.
Proceed.
Okay, proceed.
So with we're caution.
Ba- with caution. Hey. No. All right, with caution. But you're a male who likes women. Let me take your mind somewhere else, Let me take your mind somewhere else, right? Okay, so myself as a straight male who
are
also.
You straight?
I am a straight male, confirmed, not allegedly.
Not allegedly. How did you confirm it?
100% straight male, because everything about me is straight as an arrow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing about me that's wibbly wobbly. I'm a straight-based man. Straight. I wouldn't even use the word based, because that implies that you're based up the ass, am I right? So I don't use that fucking gay-ass word.
I bet you just did, though.
But I'm saying I denounce it.
It was an accident.
I was repeating what you were saying, and then I knew. But I repeated what you were saying because I knew that the next thing I was going to say was going to be about what I was saying to confirm that I am not actually based, because I wouldn't actually be based in the ass by I'm not a turkey on fucking Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
So
let's go back, right?
Let's proceed.
Let's proceed and kind of go back and proceed.
With caution.
Let's proceed with caution. Let's go back. Let's proceed with caution.
Right, where were we?
Okay, I'm a straight male. You're a straight male. We both attracted to women.
Correct.
So let me ask you this, buddy. And this is something that's been on my mind lately.
Okay.
So if I was to see a girl.
Right.
And she was straight. So she's a woman
who
likes males. So she's a woman who likes males, right?
So far, so good.
Okay, so far, so good. Everything's normal. Everything's going on. This is what's supposed to happen. But what if I did a paradigm shift in your mind?
Okay.
What if I told you this girl you are seeing that you're in love with,
right?
That you see potential within, she finds men attractive.
Okay.
So isn't it kind of gay to love a woman who finds men attractive?
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
The idea that you are putting forward.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Is that the straightest thing you can do.
Okay.
Is find somebody who's also attracted to women.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, now let me proceed.
Okay, with proceed. Caution. With caution, yes.
So my two choices then are.
Yes.
I can find a woman who's also attracted to women.
Okay.
Or I can find a straight male who is attracted to women. Those are my two options.
So right? No, that makes no sense.
No.
Because a woman
okay.
who finds a man attractive is still less gay than you finding a man attractive finds a woman attractive. That's fucking, I can't even believe you got to
go
that.
For a straight man, for sure. I'm saying your two options okay. are a man who's into women.
Yes.
Or, sorry, a man.
Okay, I'm saying that's true, but I'm saying that to get with a woman
right.
who finds men attractive is the lesser gay option than getting with a straight man who finds women attractive. Because he's a guy. Because the guy is in the equation. Let me get you straight. Because in this equation, only you
yep.
can be a man in the equation. You should only be the only man in the equation.
Okay, so that knocks out a man who's into women.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, so then I'm left with one option.
You're left with one option.
A woman who is also into women.
You have to get with a lesbian. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Interesting.
And that's this is what I'm trying to preach to men these days. The greatest right. woman to get
yep.
is a hot lesbian.
Wow.
That's the least gay thing you can do.
My question, if I may proceed with
but this is, and then some people say this to me. Let me say one okay. thing and then you go.
Go for it.
Some people say to me, okay, but she has to find you attractive, right?
That's what I was
but
about
this
to say.
Is that's what you were about to say.
Exactly.
So that's exactly
so
what you
So answer my question, please.
So let me answer
please.
It, because I already have an answer, right?
Okay, proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution, proceed with absolute dignity. Let me dignity. Drive right into this question with right an answer. A problem, there's a solution.
Okay, I like solutions.
Alright, so there's a solution. Yes, I agree that she has to find you attractive and you are a man.
Right.
But listen,
but, yeah.
you have to be more than a man.
Right.
She has to...
Also a woman at the same time.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
But kind of.
But no, not at all.
No, not at all.
Because what happens is she okay. has to find you attractive not because of your male features or because you're a man right. or anything you look
because
like.
Because that... Let me get this straight before we proceed with
okay,
caution.
Okay.
Because that would be based.
What would be based?
If she was into masculine qualities.
Well, that would.
We don't want that.
No, it's not that she shouldn't be... she should be okay. attracted to masculine qualities.
Okay.
But she shouldn't be attracted to the way a man looks. Because the way any man looks, even the most beautiful man, quote-unquote, which is subjective. No, the most beautiful man can come nowhere near the beauty of a woman.
Wow.
So a woman has to know that fact.
Mm-hmm.
She also has to know that you are beyond a man and the masculine, the outer masculine appearance. You have to be masculine within, which means that you are not based. You are
something above.
Something above based. You're more
that?
Than based.
What is that?
It's transcendent. It's just godly. So, okay. Godlike. Okay, okay, godlike. Okay, okay. Godlike.
Let me get this straight. So based is here, right?
Okay, yeah.
What's the opposite of based? What's below based? Let's figure that out.
What's below based?
Below based is cringe.
Yes.
Okay. So there's cringe is at the bottom.
There's cringe, there's based.
Based is middle.
Based because now in this crazy world, being based is just moderate.
Right. So base is your moderate level.
Okay.
And then the level beyond that is transcendent.
God, yeah.
So we want to become transcendent.
We want to transcend any cringe or based ideologies. Anything that's cringy or anything that's like...
I'm so sorry.
Come on.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm not sorry.
Demi
you
Moore.
You know how it is. You know how
but
it
yeah,
is.
You have to be above anything cringe.
Right.
And you
so
can't
you
be
have
a...
To transcend you can't be
a,
based.
You don't want to be a guy that's like, yo, I'm based. You're no, a fucking idiot.
Definitely would have wanted
You're a
that.
Moron.
Now, say, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I believe it was a term you had for this. Maybe it's a synonym with based, or sorry, with transcendent. Or maybe it's
what
a
was it?
Middle point between based and transcendent.
Okay.
So let me clear this up.
Clear it up.
So there was this term you're throwing out called Bravo.
Bravo. Yeah, okay. I was throwing it around.
Now, with that, my question is.
Okay.
Let me proceed with caution. My question is. Is it in between based and transcendent, or is it equal to transcendence, or is it even, dare I say it, above transcendence? Oh,
let me say, Bravo and transcendence is about the same thing.
Okay.
It's about the same thing because, yes, you can be the most alpha, the right. most jacked, right. the most
yuck, by the way. Might I say, yuck.
Yeah, yuck, 100%. But you can be the most alpha, you can be the most alpha looking.
Right.
And everything about you is alpha, but guess what?
What's that?
It doesn't trample over the Bravo. Right. The Bravo doesn't compete with the base.
Now, let me get this straight.
Yes, because it's above.
I've heard you say this, so I just want to get this straight. Yeah, okay. A Bravo is actually outside of base and cringe.
Yes, because...
They're outside of that whole universe.
Actually. Yes,
They've
yes.
They've transcended
Yes,
above it.
Yes.
Do I have it correct?
You have it exactly correct.
Okay,
the good. Cringe and the base are playing the same two-ended coin.
It's not...
You're playing the same game.
Let me put
You're
it
playing
this way.
The same game.
It's not quadratic. It's actually linear.
There is no quadec. There's no, trifecta.
No trifecta.
The third option, the you could say
Once
the third...
Once you reach it,
you
could you're
say,
above it.
You could say the third eye.
Yep.
You could say the top of the pyramid.
You could say the overdog.
Because let me tell you this. There are always two points, one or the other. But who is going to be on top? Who is going to transcend both sides?
The top of the pyramid.
Yes, and that's this pattern is found within everything. There's in IQ levels in the world,
right.
there's a small amount of real dumb people and there's a small amount of real smart. And a lot of fucking
so most
middle
people
ground.
Are, and the middle ground is based. So what you're saying is
yeah.
most
well,
people
actually, there,
are actually based.
Well
Okay.
No.
No.
Maybe that doesn't work.
Maybe it doesn't work.
Most people are cringe. Most people are
okay, so
because most people want to be cool. Most people are trying, they're looking around, they think, this guy's cool. And they're looking around, hey, they're looking up. They're looking, look, at the, I'm watching this guy, he's cool. It's right. all about looking at other people. It's always about someone else. So that's the cringe mentality. And that's like, it's sad. It's fine, but it's also like, I see it.
Right.
But there's also the base mentality is like, I don't need to look at anyone, I'm cool.
Right,
but then I'm looking at you saying, hey man, you know, saying there's another way. Yeah. There's a transcendent road up ahead.
There's something beyond where you're at.
There's just something so you know. Beyond. There's just something so you know. Beyond.
Now, okay.
There's something
pretend
beyond.
Pretend that I'm based.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to me if I was to come to you and say, sir, and considering you
okay,
must
yes.
be a Bravo.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Of course. So if I come to you, I'm based, and I say, listen, I'm really struggling.
Yeah.
How do I become Bravo? I'm based, and I really want
you know
to become
say?
Bravo. What did you say?
What do you want? What do you...
Am I still playing the based character?
You are the based character.
Okay.
What do you want?
Okay. Okay, if I'm based, I probably don't want much more than pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a house.
Okay.
And then also maybe a job. I probably
okay.
don't want too much more than that.
So you want a stable job,
yeah.
Maybe a wife?
Maybe, but I also... Here's
but the, also you want to play
the
around.
Here's constant Dick's position.
Dick's position,
with a based person.
Yep.
Is that they want a wife, but they also kind of want to chase some tail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the predicament of the base.
That's the predicament of the base.
Because the thing is when you're in the base, you have a taste of the glory.
Some do.
Because the taste of the glory is...
What's the taste of the glory?
The taste of the glory is finding out where a Bravo sits.
Right,
a Bravo sits
right.
in a place where...
You're kind of looking down on everybody, right?
Well, you're not looking down.
No,
you're
not
more...
Down. No, we wouldn't say that.
Because
ever.
I would ask him, what do you want? And if he said that, I would say, well, then you got it.
Because
that's
say,
easy.
Then just say, keep being base.
Dude, a stable...
Then your advice is keep being
yeah,
base.
Yeah, keep being base. You're
right.
good.
Yeah,
but do you want,
you want...
But then I would say, but do you want something more?
And what do you think someone who's based would probably say to that?
Well, most would probably not understand. They
right.
might find it silly.
What's more than that, right?
What's more than pussy, house, and stability?
Exactly.
What's well,
what's
let me tell you.
Pussy?
Well, let me tell you.
Please.
You know what's more?
What's that?
God.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Now, can
but,
you...
But okay. what that means is...
What does it mean?
You know
That's
that there is thing. Something greater than just things that benefit you. So there are things greater in this world for just than pussy, security.
Offer yourself as a living and pleasing sacrifice.
Well, the thing is once you get a lot of those things
Amen.
Over and over again, even in a small quality, I'll get some of those things in a small quality, it's like, this means nothing.
Right.
But I know what matters is I want something more in on the angel and the devil side of it.
Whoa.
The angel side of it is I could give more to others.
Yep.
You know, that's the godly
Definitely.
Way. But then the devil side of it, the demonic side, which also has power,
it's like,
is I don't want
other people, and I don't want them to. I don't want to be responsible for their mistakes. I already know, bro.
Well, it's about influence.
Exactly.
You want influence?
It's like the classic saying, with great responsibility, or sorry, with great power comes great responsibility.
Of course, of course.
And you feel that. You must feel that.
Of course I feel that. Right. And I want, but, you know, as I grow older and I learn from my mistakes, yeah. I want to have secure influence and secure power.
Right.
So, and it's because I have this itch because I am Bravo. I am not Alpha.
And you can't decide that at the end of the day.
It happened
by accident.
It's a blessing and it's a curse.
Amen.
It's a blessing and it's a curse.
Amen.
And some would say, you know, who am I to talk? And I would say the same.
Exactly.
And that's the thing.
But that's only
but
a
that's
Bravo
the thing.
Because if you ask somebody the base, they'd say, no, I do know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once you're transcendent, or Bravo, I should say. You're above.
When you're transcendent, you say
you realize it's really Socratic, actually, at the end of the day, because you realize it's not.
It is Socratic.
It's not what I know. It's that I know that I don't know, right?
Exactly. The more transcendent, the more you know. You understand you don't know.
From a fellow Bravo to another.
So that's where we're at. So thank
you. We understand that.
So we both understand that, and everyone should know that.
That's common knowledge.
And we figured it out.
We figured it out so you don't have to.
So sign up for our courses, our class, right? Sign up for our class. It's called Say and Chaps Escape from Normality.
Whoa.
It costs $50 a month.
Where do I sign up?
It costs $50 a week. Damn. And you will learn all of this knowledge within minutes from you signing up.
Well, minutes might be a little cheap, so maybe months.
So maybe a couple months you will start to maybe it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from.
In fact, might I even say, with caution, you could actually even be cringe and still take the course. You don't even have to be based.
Okay,
you
could be cringe. There are guys out there, you feel cringe, you're not based, you're cringe. Even a fucking loser like you can join. Even a fucking nerd like you can join in and maybe have some hope of achieving even
maybe,
just something.
Well, might I just say with caution, maybe.
Maybe.
Big maybe.
And if you fail, it's all on you. That's
exactly.
The thing about this course.
Yes.
Whatever you do wrong has nothing to do with us. And everything you do
at
right
the end of the day,
is all under our
supervision.
Supervision and power.
And guidance.
And influence.
And influence.
And if you listen to our tenets and our rules and our manner and our way of life and our eloquent words and you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Then you will never find another problem in your life and you will be set free.
You will be transcendent.
You will be transcendent from any box that people want to. I know people want to put you in box.
I do too.
I know people want to control you.
I do too,
People want to have power over you. But listen to these words. Heed these words.
Heed this warning.
Heed this warning. Be cautious. Walk in dignity. And be set free.
You are such a slut if you don't.
You are a miserable whore. If you are a girl listening, you are a horrible, disgusting slut. And you need to sign up and listen to our manner of words and be set free. And if you are a guy thinking, oh, you shouldn't say those things, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You don't know anything about the real world. You don't know anything about economy. You don't know anything about history, psychology. You have nothing to know. You don't know anything about science, COVID.
I say, with caution, you're probably a fucking slut.
You're probably a slut who's fat, ugly, and your hair doesn't look good, and you haven't gotten ready in the morning, and you smell like shit. And we all know it. So, be set free! Anyway, sign up today. Go to the website, www.don'tbeabitch.com. We'll be there ready for instructions and a manual. So you'll be set free. It's $29 a minute. And you will be set free! Amen.